While older people remain more at risk from the coronavirus than their younger counterparts, they are equally at risk of financial ruin thanks to the collapse of the economy and the employment market. Today, a conversation with Susan Weinstock, AARP Vice President of Financial Resilience. She's here to talk about the dire situation older workers find themselves in, what lessons we can learn from the Great Recession, and the help that is available. It is Wednesday, May 6th, and you are listening to the COIN Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic.
From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a COIN 6 digital exclusive.
Susan, thank you for joining me. I want to jump right in here. Federal numbers tell us that usually somewhere between 2.5 to 3% of people age 50 plus are unemployed. Like every other age group, they've been hit particularly hard by the coronavirus pandemic. Can you give me a sense of just how bad the situation is right now for that 50 plus age group?
Sure. So we did a survey recently, and we found that among the workers that are age 50 and older, 30% said that they have lost income due to workplace closures or reduced hours. So obviously, this crisis has taken a heavy toll on older workers.
We hear a lot of stories about really long wait times and other issues with unemployment offices right now. What kind of advice do you have for an older worker who is trying to file for benefits?
I would recommend not calling. I would recommend going online and filing online. My understanding is that the phone lines for unemployment offices around the country are jammed with the deluge of people. So going online is probably a better bet. Not that that's easy either, but keep trying. That might be at least an easier route to get to the unemployment benefits.
So far, have any of the economic stimulus packages that have been passed included assistance specifically intended for the older work group?
Well, the one thing that one of the stimulus packages did include some support for people who are working and also receiving Social Security at the same time. They are eligible for unemployment benefits. But the CARES Act that was part of the stimulus has very important unemployment provisions that are very significant for everybody, including older people. The additional 13 weeks of unemployment for those who are unemployed, you know, usually states give about 26 weeks. It depends on the state. The additional 13 is obviously important. That gets unemployed worker to 39 weeks of benefits. And then also significant is the extra $600 per week that the federal government is adding to whatever the state unemployment benefit is. So that's really significant. And in some states, I know that they're still processing that $600. In some states, they are already giving that money to unemployed individuals. So it's state by state, but that money will be coming to unemployed folks. So that's a huge safety net for people who very suddenly lost their jobs.
So on the other side of losing their jobs, we've got to talk a little bit about this idea of opening up the economy and getting back to work.
Right.
As we open up and get back to work, are you concerned that it will be tougher for people in that 50 plus age group to return to work than it might be for people in their 20s or 30s or 40s?
I think the concern is really just that what we saw in the Great Recession was older workers who had lost their jobs, it took them double the time to find a new job as a younger worker. So having lost your job can be a really hard thing when you're an older worker. That said, you know, if you've lost your job, now is a great time to think about upskilling or reskilling, taking online courses, looking at your local community college to see what they offer in many cases. If you're over like 62 or 65, depending on the community college system, you can take courses for free. So this might be a chance for you to pursue something that you've always wanted to pursue or to reinforce a skill that you feel like you've kind of lost in the years of working, or, you know, just to try something new and see where it takes you. This is a good time to look into that and other online courses that are available.
And as we get back to work slowly, what role does the employer play in taking care of that 50 plus age group? How should your boss or my boss think about the makeup of their workforce?
Well, they need to be very thoughtful in bringing people back, right? So if people are working from home and that's going fine, then you know, you might want to continue on with that for a little while and then stagger people coming back based on what makes sense for your workplace. make sure that, you know, they have to factor in the deep cleaning of workplaces, things like that. You know, a lot of the government agencies, the CDC and OSHA and the EEOC, Health and Human Services agencies, have all issued guidelines that can help employers make these decisions in the best interest of the employees and their businesses, and then, of course, the general public. And then the other piece is looking at your workforce as a whole and making sure that the diversity that you want is there. So a lot of people think about diversity with regard to race, ethnicity, and gender, all extremely important. But they should also be thinking about the age diversity as well. So making sure that you have that multi-generational workforce that research shows provides greater productivity, deeper engagement from the employees, and lower absenteeism. So that's a really important piece. Look over your entire workforce and kind of see that you have those multi-generational teams.
Susan Weinstock from AARP, thank you again for spending some time with me today. Before I let you go, can you help me point people to some resources and assistance that might be available?
Absolutely. Go to aarp.org/coronavirus. That is a wealth of information, not only about the health and safety with regard to coronavirus, but where you can find information about unemployment, about even tips for interviewing via video, lots of job tips, work and jobs issues, caregiving. It really runs the gamut. So aarp.org/coronavirus.
Susan, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Take care.
You can find more information on the programs the AARP offers by visiting coin.com/coronavirus. Also today,
Oregon Governor Kate Brown is continuing to develop a plan for how to reopen businesses, especially service-based industries that have been hit the hardest in the pandemic.
We are getting a better look at phase one of the plan to reopen businesses in Oregon. A newly released draft plan includes provisions for opening personal business services, like salons that provide hair, nail, and massage services.
The draft requires providers to screen their clients and any employees for symptoms of COVID-19 prior to their appointment or coming to work. It would make these businesses keep records of names and contact information of clients for 60 days in case they need to be notified that they were possibly exposed to the virus.
The draft also includes regulating the number of clients inside a business at any given time, steps to ensure safe social distancing, and requirements for sanitization and available personal protection equipment. The governor's office is asking salon business owners to answer an online survey about the draft plan. You can find more on that at coin.com. And we are learning more about the Portland Senior Living Facility, where a cluster of coronavirus cases has resulted in 28 of the state's deaths. The Oregon Department of Human Services has suspended the operating license of Healthcare at Foster Creek and is looking for alternative housing for more than 100 current residents. That does it for Wednesday, May 6th. I'm Ian Costello for the Coin Podcast Network. Stay safe, take care of yourselves, and we will talk to you soon.
The Coin 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin 6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.